Well, an interest rate cut, falling production in China and coronavirus, they've cast a pall over the world's economic outlook, but it's not all doom and gloom for Aussie food and agricultural exports. That's the view of Westpac economist Justin Smirk. He says that the Chinese virus numbers are actually improving, and he says they have to be fed, and China's now short of things like wheat and pigs and chickens, and they're looking to replenish their supplies as their corona infections start falling. He says it's not all doom and gloom, but at the moment, it's not terrific.
It's resulting from the coronavirus, but it's the weakening. There's a really quite poor economic data that came out of China over the weekend, which also then saw markets becoming spooked, and that led to some pretty direct commentary from Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, which basically sort of suggests that there's a degree of coordination of central banks, and then discussion around central bank coordination around the world to attack this threat. And the move pretty much then got the focus on Australia, and one of the most China-exposed countries, and one where we had a meeting coming up very quickly. So, yeah, the RBA themselves hadn't gone out signaling it, but the signals from around the world were pretty strong that something looked like it was going to happen.
So, and the China issue, obviously, our trade, our agriculture, mm-hmm. we're extremely reliant on China. Things are going to get worse before they get better. That's the feeling now.
It is. It's kind of one of those sort of things we've got to be a little bit careful about what we think about these things in some ways, because we've actually seen things like pork and chicken and protein prices continue to rise in China, because there's a shortage of actually trying to feed their own animals there and get things done. Like there's a big numbers being quoted about the number of chickens that have been slaughtered in China because they can't be fed or they're exposed to risks around the virus themselves. There are a series of negatives, you know, associated with the shock, the slowdown in growth, how we see it impacting on tourism for us here. But in terms of agriculture, where food is going to be an ongoing requirement, and amongst all the gloom, there actually may be some opportunities arising, particularly when we face that some parts of Australia have finally received some rain.
Well, that's the thing they're saying. I mean, ABARES today was saying that beef prices, they expect them to mm-hmm. be continuing strong, and cattle prices continuing strong, and they're
that's
hoping
great.
For a grains recovery as well. But the thing is that we need to be able to ship this stuff into China, and they need to be able to buy it. I mean, that's going to be a problem for a while.
It is, but you probably have to look at what's been happening in China too, in terms of the rates of infections are coming down quite quickly now. So what the issue is happening now, and the reason for the international shock, was not so much the events in China directly, but having the disease spread through other parts of the world. You know, having it appear in Iran, Italy, Spain, other parts of Europe, and along now with event cases appearing in the U.S. and parts of the U.S., you know, particularly in Washington State, where they're now suggesting it's been there for 2 weeks. Those kinds of issues suddenly made the world look at a much broader picture of risks. While at the same time, it looks like it's becoming under control in China, and they're doing their process of trying to unwind it and open up the ports, get transport going again. So in some ways, even though the negative gloom out there has been building more, for those of us that are directly linked to China, it's actually probably starting to look a little bit more like it's the recovery that we hoped and anticipated. Maybe a bit delayed more than we expected, but there are signs that that's on the way.
So that is a positive then. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and maybe for other export into other Asian countries as well, Japan, you know, Korea?
Well, Korea is one where they're seeing the expansion now, so that's still in an early stages of an infection cycle. So that could be a bit complicated.
Still a while.
Japan, same, they're still in the early stages of infection, but again, they both have Western-style health systems, generally identifying issues fairly quickly and dealing with them, following a few recommendations about how you identify and isolate the infected people and then follow up with the infections of people who've been in contact with. So you can have a little bit of sort of confidence that this is potentially going to be resolved, but right here, right now, those new shocks that are evolving from new infections is where the risks lie.
I guess the risk too is for, this is a big industry in regional Australia, tourism, and tourism will be down for quite some time.
Yeah, I've just come back from a trip to through regional Queensland, and we visited Cairns, and we saw the impact of losing 60% of your market there with the Chinese no longer coming. And right now, there's, you can see businesses are sort of holding on, hoping for a turnaround. It's pretty clear the turnaround won't be quick. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on for the government to lift its travel restrictions, and the Chinese are moving that direction too. But even if it was lifted tomorrow, those that haven't come are not about to suddenly come, and it's going to take a while to get momentum back again. And there's been quite a bit of damage to brand Australia this year, you know, not just the coronavirus, but also the bushfires we had earlier. So while you can expect a bounce and a recovery, I think it's kind of prudent to think of it being probably a modest recovery through this year, and looking for the recovery to continue through 2021 as we rebuild the brand, tourism comes online, flights get back more to normality, and everything comes through. But we are looking for a bounce in overall tourist activity, particularly from the second half of the year.
But also the other side of the coin from agriculture is we're seeing, and we're forecast to get a bit of rain starting today. Mm-hmm. So that has to be good for, particularly for New South Wales, where we've been in a drought for 3 or 4 years.
We always come back to the rain. You and I can pontificate a little bit about what's going on offshore and what's doing with prices and demand and all those things, which do matter. They're not insignificant. But in the end, if we aren't growing anything, we can't sell anything. So the change in the weather and the rain that's coming with it is something that's really long welcomed, and it's something that we really have to sort of hope they can continue and build a sustainable recovery. Again, the travels I've seen through Queensland and parts of New South Wales is telling me that we've seen have an improvement in many areas. We've seen water flowing in creeks we haven't seen flow for a while. So all that is a very promising sign. We just have to hope that it keeps continuing.
Justin Smirk is a senior economist at Westpac.